had to find out the hard way. I'm drinking with some white people. They buying me these goddamn drinks. The shit was delicious. It was called Zambuki, and I should have known that don't even sound like no shit a nigga should be drinking any goddamn way. Sound like one of my African cousins or some shit. But the shit was delicious, but it was coffee and alcohol together. I was knocking them bitches back. It wasn't until I got fucked up that I realized that maybe this is not the right combination of shit for a nigga to be fucked up on. Cause now I'm fucked up. I'm at the house, a nigga is fucked up, but I can't pass out. I'm just in the house, nigga, I am fucked up. No, I'm cool, nigga, I'm cool, nigga, I'm cool. Fuck that. Let's get the day started.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tunji's Podcast. I am your host, Tunji Taylor Lewis. First and foremost, y'all, I want to apologize, you know, on behalf of, you know, the official Tunji Taylor Lewis Foundation, on behalf of myself, for yesterday's podcast. I was completely and absolutely exhausted, but I didn't know it. And sometimes when I'm tired and I don't know it, I be saying some stuff that don't make sense. It's not coherent. It doesn't make sense. So I hope y'all were entertained by it. But, you know, regardless of all that, I apologize. And I am still a little bit tired today, but at least I'm conscious of it. Kind of alluded to a little bit before, I'm a bit tired because lately this week I've been having a lot of, you know, creative inspiration for, like, you know, stuff that I want to do, you know, the type of content that I want to put out on social media, you know, film projects that I'm interested in doing, people that I'm interested in collaborating with, places I want to go, yada, yada, yada. And it's just so funny to me how creative inspiration for me comes at the most inconvenient times. Creative inspiration always comes to me particularly when I'm trying to sleep. Like, when I have an idea in my head, something really hits me, something really strikes me as a good idea. Something, you know, comes to my mind that I could become, like, really passionate about. Something comes to my mind that I could really succeed at. It never ever comes, like, during the day when I'm, like, you know, going for a nice walk. Or, you know, when I'm by myself just, like, laying on the couch watching football highlights. You know, moments like that would be nice. No, it always has to come at 2 a.m. when I am trying to get in at least 6 hours of sleep before I gotta wake up early the next morning to go do a workout so that I'll have enough energy to go through the rest of my work day. It always comes at that time. And the thing about those waves of inspiration, of creativity, is like once it hits you, it does not let you go. Like it's like a fighter who puts you in a chokehold, man. It just will not go. I have tried, you know, a bunch of different times. I don't know how many times I've tried to just, like, distract myself or get it out of my head or just, like, calm myself down and go to sleep. You know, I was even trying it last night, just trying to, like, you know, I've even tried prayer. I've even tried, because, like, you know how, like, you know, prayer has this very calming, at least for me, right? Prayer has a very calming effect on me. I tried praying. You know, that calmed me down, but not enough to go to sleep. And, like, you know, these thoughts are definitely in my head. I've been having a lot of ideas about how to do, like a one-minute film, right? Like I have this idea in my head of, like, okay, I don't want to just do a trailer of a movie. I don't want to just do a regular sketch that you might see on Instagram or TikTok. I want to create, like, I want to see if it's possible to tell an entire story in just 1 minute and post it on Instagram, post it on TikTok, and see if I can do, you know, those one a week and put some, like, you know, pretty decent, you know, production behind those. That's one idea I have. Another idea that I've been having is about, like, you know, a weekly sketch comedy show. Saturday Night Live used to be a huge goal of mine, but as I've said in a previous podcast, it's no longer the goal because I'm more interested in controlling my own destiny than, you know, chasing opportunities. But with that being said, sketch comedy is something that I'm very much interested in. I just saw an SNL clip that went viral on social media which is very encouraging. That kind of like lets you know that, you know, the art of sketch comedy is still very much alive. It's still very much something that people are interested in. I just feel like sketch comedy is at a point right now where people either aren't doing it right or people aren't marketing it correctly. And that includes Saturday Night Live. Like, you know, they insist on, you know, staying on, you know, I mean, like, I guess it's like an NBC show. So, like, you know, it's not really much that they can do. But certainly Saturday Night Live is not as relevant in culture as it once was. And I have this idea because, you know, back in the day there was Mad TV that competed with Saturday Night Live. And that's how Key and Peele got their start. And even further back, there was In Living Color that was competing with Saturday Night Live, and that's how, you know, Damon Wayans and Jim Carrey got their start. You know, throughout history, there have been sketch shows that haven't been able to top SNL, but have certainly competed with SNL and definitely forced SNL to up their game in the sketch comedy world. And that's just something that I have an idea of executing, just because I know comedy, and I know social media marketing. I've studied distribution. You know, I've never produced an online digital show before, but you know, I have produced a lot of online content that's made a lot of people happy. And so, you know, I've had that idea in my head. It's just like, okay, is it a matter of just getting a group together? Is it a matter of, you know, having the show and, you know, casting people as I, you know, create different, you know, scenes and shows and stuff like that? So I'm just figuring out the execution on that. Yeah, I've also had an idea for, like, you know, I just talked about a 1 minute film. I've also had an idea for, you know, a 15-minute film, or more accurately, I have this idea where, you know, you put out a 2-hour movie, but you release it over a period of 4 weeks, right? So you release part one week, you release part two a second week, you release part three, you know, a third week. You know, and I think, you know, like, you released the movie in 4 30-minute segments, right? So that's another idea that I have. So, like, basically, I've just, like, invited you into my brain just now. Like, these are the ideas that are, like, keeping me up at night. These are the things that I definitely would like to do. And I just want to be able to find, I guess, a way to do them. Well, first of all, I just want to collaborate with people, honestly. Like, you know, I am doing a lot of this stuff by myself, and I am at a point in my, you know, entertainment career where I'm definitely looking to work with like-minded people, or work with people who are passionate about what they do in the filmmaking world and in the screenwriting world, so that, you know, we can like create some magic together. I definitely would love to you know, experience that for once. You know, even things like this podcast, I would have preferred for it to be more of a collaboration. Stuff that I've been doing on social media, I would love to just collaborate with people, but, you know, just in the place that I'm situated, Vancouver, because there aren't a lot of people doing what I'm doing, and more importantly, there aren't a lot of people who are motivated to do, aren't a lot of people who are motivated to achieve high goals like I am. It's very, very difficult, and I've just sort of ended up with situations where I've had to do it myself. Now, because it seems like I'm still gonna be situated here at least for the next little while, I am trying to figure out, okay, how do I take these big ideas that I have and, like, kind of boil them down to a more simpler format so that I'm able to do it consistently myself, still entertain the people, but, like, still maybe setting a base for those bigger goals and dreams that I have. This podcast is a great example. When I first envisioned doing a podcast, I imagined, you know, two people, you know, good quality mics, good quality video, you know, an editor, this type of stuff, blah, 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 blah. But I'm just kind of doing it on the live here. I got a question. Your _BTS_beach, how are you? She asked, I'm a mixed bag, you know, like, you know, just like in life, some things are good, some things are bad. You know, got a bit of a disappointing news today, got a bit of a disappointing email, nothing too serious, just an opportunity that I was hoping for that didn't pan out, so I'm a little bit disappointed about that, but other than life, I cannot complain. I'm very grateful for everything in my life and all things in life, and yeah, I'm just feeling inspired, feeling motivated. Are you okay though? Yes, I am okay. I'm very much okay. I'm good. Like I said, I can't complain. Like, you know, in life there's gonna be disappointments, but I can't complain too much. So that's all the time I have for today, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. Thank y'all so much for watching. And to this woman over here, thank you so much for checking on me as a person. Peace out.